Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 7th, the 19th day of Tishrei. And we are continuing Maseilas Yesharim on page 120 in the Art Scroll, chapter 6, talking about the Midah of Zrizos. He is in the middle of explaining a mashal that Shlomo HaMelech used about a lazy person, that his field becomes filled with weeds and thorns. He said, Chazal say this isn't in Yalkut Shimoni, this isn't just talking about fields, that if you don't work, then your field becomes filled with thorns. It's talking about somebody who doesn't put in the work intellectually to know what Hashem desires of him, that his metame es hatahor u'metaher es hatahor, that the weeds and the thorns means a lack of clarity in the way he thinks about them. And he continues in the Batchila, he says, in the beginning, the lazy person, intellectually lazy person, just slacks off. He doesn't exert himself to the extent that is appropriate. And then this leads to not studying Torah sufficiently. Then when he studies, he will lack proper understanding. He says that would be pretty bad, that he has the wrong pshat in Torah. But the problem is, just naturally, the way our brains work is we have to resolve everything we learn. It has to make sense. Therefore, in order to make it make sense, he's going to come to faulty conclusions, because we don't just walk away from the limud saying we don't understand. We have to make it make sense. And if we're intellectually lazy, we make it make sense without adhering to truth. And you will destroy truth and pervert it. Why? Because you will say something is the Ratzon HaBore that is not the Ratzon HaBore. And you will violate rabbinic takanos. You'll breach fences. And in the end, it will lead you to destruction. Shlomo Melech says, I contemplated this, and I see that this is like poison that continuously spreads little by little throughout the body, and it's not detectable until a person actually dies from it. And this is what Shlomo Melech was saying, a little bit of sleep and a little bit of relaxation, and eventually you have thorns, or you have incorrect pshat in Ratzon HaBore. We see with our own eyes many times how a person understands. He knows what his obligation in his life. He's been convinced about what he has to do for his chov to his nefesh. But he doesn't live up to that expectation. Not because he doesn't recognize it. For any other reason, only laziness. Not intellectual, it's only laziness. And that's why many times we don't want to do something and we come up with reasons why it makes sense not to do it. But really what's motivating us is laziness. Chama azaba olam hakar rabo agashamim. And we look for excuses. I need to eat. I need to drink. I need to rest. I already took off my jacket. It's a little too hot outside. It's a little too cold outside. It's a little too rainy outside. V'chol sharha maslos v'atona sashapiatzelim male mehem. U'benkach u'benkach Torah munachas. And whatever excuse, at the end of the day, the Torah is just sitting there. You're not exerting yourself. When it comes to Torah mitzvos, and he says very clearly, because of laziness, where does it lead you? Leads you to being mevatal Torah, to leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. Shlomo HaMelech says, through laziness, the ceiling sags, and through idleness of hands, the house leaks. So it doesn't matter that you weren't malicious. It doesn't matter that you believe. It doesn't matter that you want to do the right thing. At the end of the day, it didn't get done. You left that out in the cold because of laziness. We will stop here.